Sing Louder. Written by Pip. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, Modao Zushi. Rating, explicit. Relationship, Song Lan, Zhao Xingchen, Xue Yang. Also tagged for. Alternate universe, modern setting. Plot, what plot? Porn without plot. Established relationship. Nightmares. Anal fingering, anal sex, under-negotiated kink, crying, double penetration, one hole, and the love is stored in the kitchen lube. Part 4 of the Some Things Stick series. Recorded for Kinktober 2025.
The children ask. It's just like falling snow. I am above you and I love you. Don't you know that I'll be with you all along, as long as you are kind to those who are not strong and cannot find their scarlet welly boots. Cause when it's cold, I'll wrap my scarf around you. And when it's hard, I'll place your head into my hands. And when you scream that it's not fair, it's like I've gone off to the coast, left you behind just standing there, pretending not to see your ghost. If only you could hear my voice, but you are screaming far too loud to hear me.
Xue Yang wakes up in the dark. For a moment, for some reason, he feels as if he's gone blind. There are more logical explanations, more reasonable things that he could jump to. But that's the first, that his eyes are gone, that he can't see, that he'll never see again. He's not, of course. He squints his eyes open against the sun pouring in through the translucent bedroom curtains, and he can see everything just fine. The flowers on the bureau, and the blanket on the chair, and the nape of Songlan's neck, close enough to kiss. Xue Yang wakes up feeling weird. He puts his teeth into the top knob of Songlan's spine, digs his teeth in when Songlan shifts, and doesn't let go even when Songlan twists a little to try and look over his shoulder. "Hey," Songlan says, mildly, like Xue Yang's a kitten that's gotten too into the habit of biting. It makes Xue Yang want to bite him harder, to draw blood, to give him something to remember. Maybe he's in a mood a little bit. He doesn't respond, and that makes Songlan roll them effortlessly, shaking Xue Yang off and pressing him down into the sheets. The mattress dimples under their combined weight, Xue Yang's shoulder blades feeling too sharp and out of place. "Hey," Songlan says again. Xue Yang's eyes are focused to the left of Songlan's collarbone, where his tattoo curls up across his shoulder in a spray of apple and cherry and orange and peach blossoms, picked out in exquisite detail.
"You okay?"
"Is he?" "He is." "He isn't." He nods and loops his legs around Songlan's waist to get him close and closer, because he'll be more okay if Songlan's squishing him.
"Words,"
Songlan says, which is so ironic it makes Xue Yang snort and sort of breaks the weird mood that he's found himself in where everything feels vague and liminal. "I'm okay," Xue Yang says, because he's never found a platitude he won't beat to death. "Thinking about stuff."
"Hmm,"
Songlan says. His tone is exactly the sort of tone he always takes when he's about to make a crack about Xue Yang not really using his brain. He knows that Xue Yang knows that, because he doesn't finish the sentence. He just smirks and raises his eyebrows. God, he's hot. What a fucking asshole. "You're gonna get reincarnated as a geoduck," Xue Yang tells him crossly, and rolls out from underneath Songlan while he's still laughing. Xiao Xingchen's in the kitchen, ostensibly making tea, but actually standing around shirtless and reading the paper. Xue Yang doesn't know if they pay for the paper or what. It just comes. Surely someone must be paying for it. There are, it declares, $15 worth of coupons on page 7 alone. Xiaoxing Chen raises an eyebrow when he sees Xueyang standing in the entrance of the kitchen.
I didn't expect you up, he says, but opens an arm for Xueyang to bundle himself into his warm side. Weren't you up late?
He was. Xueyang nods and then shrugs, shoving his nose into Xiaoxing Chen's shoulder in an effort to even out his mercurial mood.
What's the matter, Baobei?
Xiaoxing Chen has a way of making even the most shamefully sappy endearments feel like candy. Sweet little gifts, earned, but only sort of.
Bad dreams?
Xueyang has nightmares often, and Xiaoxing Chen knows it. Xueyang knows that Xingchen knows that. They share a bed. After all, why shouldn't he know? But it still gives him a weird feeling in the pit of his stomach to be so seen.
Yeah, he says after a moment of thought. Don't remember what, though.
Xiaoxing Chen hums and drops the paper on the counter behind him, threading his fingers through Xueyang's hair.
Well, what can we do to help?
Xueyang glances over to where Song Lan's loitering in the entrance of the kitchen.
I don't know, Xueyang says with some difficulty,
because sometimes admitting ignorance is just as hard as actually being honest about things.
I don't know, just...
Xiaoxing Chen pulls his hair. Not hard, just a little, but it's, you know, it feels... Xueyang doesn't make a sound. He knows he doesn't, but Xiaoxing Chen's mouth tips up into a smile anyway, like he's heard something that Xueyang hasn't even said.
Oh?
Xingchen says, sounding cheerful, and pulls again, just a little harder. Xueyang resists his head being pulled to one side until it really stings, until his scalp's thrumming with awareness, and then finally shows his throat. Song Lan, at some point, has sidled up beside them. Xueyang's gotten soft since he started doing whatever the fuck he's doing with them. Less constantly aware of his surroundings. Who the fuck lets someone sneak up on them when they know they're in the room? Fuck!
Stop thinking,
Xiaoxing Chen says, and bites Xueyang's throat like he wants to tear it out. It jerks a noise from somewhere deep in Xueyang's belly, something aching and too honest. He does stop thinking, for a second, his brain turning into staticky white noise while it scrambles to catch up. Probably it's not good to try and solve all his problems with sex. Probably it'd be better to what? To talk about the dark, cold feeling left behind by a nightmare? Probably he should be willing to talk to them about the way they make his insides feel all cotton-fields and uncomfortable and unhappy. This is easier, though. He'd like to say safer, but not a goddamn thing in the world safe when it comes to Xiaoxing Chen and Song Lan, who make him feel like he's fucking leaping off a bridge without any safety gear. More like, the first step's easier when they make him cry over sex, and then he can cry about all the other stupid shit that his body's decided it needs to cry about. Using words? What the fuck? What the fuck? Stop thinking, though, that he can do.
Xueyang,
Xiaoxing Chen says, just a little bit scolding, and Xueyang bobbles a sort of half nod because that's all he can do with the grip that Xiaoxing Chen has on his hair. He can feel the mark that Xiaoxing Chen's bitten into his throat, throbbing like a bruise. It probably is a bruise, something in the shape of Xiaoxing Chen's mouth, his teeth. Something he can't take back. It'll heal eventually, but Xueyang will have it until then. And that's sort of... It shouldn't be comforting, but it is. It shouldn't be comforting that they have a second sense on where to find him either. Because either they're fucking magicians or they have a tracker on him. But it is. It's not, he acknowledges. Normal, he knows.
Yeah, Xueyang agrees stupidly.
And lets Xiaoxing Chen tug him away from the kitchen counter so Song Lan can slide behind him and put his big, stupid, warm hands on Xueyang's hips. It's nice, feeling surrounded. They strip him down, and it's nice, anyway, when they brush kisses across his jaw or under his ear or to the thin skin on the inside of his elbow, where his pulse is close to the surface.
They peel him out of his shirt, and Xiaoxing Chen kisses his nipple and then bites it hard enough to make Xueyang's hips hurt. Because his stupid body gets pain and pleasure all twisted up into a confusing mess. He can feel Songlon's cock against his ass, hard and hot, even through two pairs of joggers, and maybe, probably, at least one pair of underwear. Not Xueyang's underwear, granted, but like, Songlon usually wears them. Xueyang tilts his hips up a little, hopeful, and Songlon obligingly grinds against his tailbone and presses bruises into his pelvis with his fingertips. Not as good as getting fucked for real, but god, fuck, pretty goddamn good. Xueyang opens his mouth to make a noise, and Xiaoxing Chen leans in to kiss it off him instead, putting his teeth into Xueyang's lip, and then his tongue into his mouth, and his hands around his waist, squeezing hard enough to ache. It feels like their hands are overlapping everywhere, putting big, greedy handprints on him that aren't going to go away, even after Xueyang takes a bath or a shower, or whatever he'll do when he can next stand. He knows the energy here. They drive him fucking crazy when they're like this, and it makes them equally crazy. They never fuck in the kitchen if they weren't crazy. Songlon's fussy about things like germs and countertops and don't put your ass where I chop vegetables, Xueyang, you little brat. Xueyang will put his ass wherever he damn well pleases. Right now, where he pleases is in the cradle of Songlon's hips, where he feels... God, it's stupid to feel safe or even safer with them for previously unstated reasons. But he does, and he doesn't really know why. Can't stop it either, hard as he tries. Admittedly, not that he tries that hard. It's so easy to sit around and let them love him. Let us fuck you. Xiaoxing Chen says, up against Xueyang's lower lip, and Xueyang bobbles a stupid little nod so he doesn't actually have to beg. They've made him beg before, both of them, together and separate. But maybe he looks fragile and desperate enough that the nodding is enough. Maybe he looks breakable, and that's what they're looking for anyway, so they don't have to tease it out of him. They don't keep lube in the kitchen, except for when they do. And apparently today's one of those days. Maybe Xiaoxing Chen wanted to fuck him in the kitchen when he woke up this morning and decided to be beautiful and shirtless. Maybe he'd known all along that Xueyang'd wake up too deep in his head to be normal. Maybe. Either way, it means all he has to do is reach back and pop the cap of the lube before he's getting his fingers down the back of Xueyang's joggers, trailing wet over his tailbone. His knuckles must brush against Songlon a little bit, because Songlon makes this tiny, punched-out little noise that Xueyang wants to eat. It's good even before Xiaoxing Chen hooks his fingers inside, but it's better once he does, once he's touching Xueyang properly. What does it mean to have a body? Xueyang feels like he's doing it wrong every time he has a weird dream, like he's in a skin that doesn't quite fit. Is that a universal experience? Maybe he just likes thinking that he's special. Pay attention, Songlon says, and bites the back of Xueyang's neck so hard he must taste copper in his mouth. Xueyang whines and jerks, which only makes it hurt worse, which, God, he's pathetic, which only makes it better. He wants. That's enough. Xueyang says, even though Xiaoxing Chen's barely put two fingers in, and it's probably not wet enough for a comfortable fuck for anyone, let alone Songlon, who is, politely, absolutely fucking ridiculously sized. I'll decide when it's enough, Xiaoxing Chen says calmly, twisting his wrists in a way that makes Xueyang's knees turn to water. I've got you. They do. He's caught irrevocably between two points of contact with big, mean marks on his throat. They've got him. Okay, Xueyang says stupidly, and has to hide his face against Xiaoxing Chen's collarbone while he shoves his fingers in again, deeper, wetter. Three and four, and then Xueyang's maybe sort of losing track a little bit. Because there are more fingers than Xiaoxing Chen has, certainly, considering he's still got a polite hand on Xueyang's hip. 5, 6, no thumb. But Xueyang's losing his mind anyway. He's maybe dying a little bit. He's had Xiaoxingchen's hand all the way inside him before, and this isn't that. But it's still too much, in the way that he wants it to never stop. Xueyang shakes his head fitfully, and Xiaoxingchen very gently uses the hand on his hips to wrangle Xueyang's joggers off. He's naked between them, their fingers pinning him open. That feels right. Vulnerability's easy when he's fucked half out of his mind. Please, he says. Please, please. He hopes that they don't want him to beg further than that, because he doesn't really remember how to make words with his mouth. He's all pathetic little ahs, and fireworks behind his eyelids. Shh, Songlan says. You're all right. Xueyang's crying, but he's pretty sure that's still true. He's all right. They've got him. They're getting him. They're getting him. Songlan takes his fingers out first, and then Xiaoxingchen. They hold Xueyang up between them, and Xueyang bites Xiaoxingchen's chest absently. Well, one of them, Songlan, it's gotta be Songlan, pushes in. God, he's good. It's so good. It's so much. Yeah, Xueyang mumbles, his mouth stupid wet with how bad he wants it. Yeah, please, come on. Hush, Xiaoxingchen says, and gets a hand under Xueyang's thigh to open him up further. Be still. It's not like Xueyang's wiggling, so he doesn't really know what the fuck Xiaoxingchen's talking about until Xingchen's cock bumps up against his hole, and suddenly the phrase, let us fuck you, has maybe another meaning. A little. Xueyang freezes, maybe tenses. Songlan pats down his side and says, all right. His tone says, it's okay if it's not all right. Like they don't actually have to. But, yeah. Xueyang says, somehow sounding half between frantic and drugged. Yeah, please. Please, Xingchen. Please. Xiaoxingchen doesn't hush him again. He pushes inside and lets Xueyang whine like a dog up against his collarbone. Even though it's probably dumb and ugly and Xueyang's crying again and hitching little sobs that he can't stop. Please, he thinks. Please. He's never felt more in possession of his body in his life, half out of his mind and full up of them. He can't even breathe. There's no room for anything. Not air, not doubts, not anything. Songlan shifts a little and it sends sparkles up Xueyang's spine to burst behind his eyes. It doesn't really feel good so much as it feels intense, but fuck. Fuck. Xueyang likes intense. It's good, it's bad. If they stop, he'll die. Songlan draws back a tiny amount and fucks back into him, and Xueyang squeaks like a toy, the noise fucked right out of him in a way he can't stifle. Xiaoxingchen presses a smile to the top of his head. Please. Xueyang can't come this way. It's too much and he loves it, but he can't. Because if he squeezes down, he'll shatter apart into a million pieces and nothing will ever be able to put him back together again. He feels he's... Good boy. Xiaoxingchen breathes, pressing his thumb into the softness of Xueyang's side where his ribs end, where he's fragile. Good. Just let us... He lets them. He lets them use his body in these tiny shifting motions that can't feel that good, but bring them even closer together. He'd let them do anything. They're just grinding together inside him, but that's enough to make Songlan come. The tiny, jerky thrust he makes up into Xueyang is enough to make him lose all his air at once. It feels so good, it's agony, and he knows that Songlan's coming in him, filling him up, getting his cum on Xingchen's cock nudged up alongside his inside Xueyang. He slips out, and Xueyang can clench again without feeling like he's going to fall apart. Xiaoxingchen shoves him back into Songlan and just fucking gives it to him, fucks him up through the mess that Songlan made in him, and nudges into Xueyang's prostate, and oh god, oh fuck, fuck, fuck! Songlan kisses just under Xueyang's jaw, and it makes him come, toes curling against the back of Xiaoxingchen's thigh. He gets tighter, but not tight, and that's enough to tip Xiaoxingchen over the edge, too. Xueyang's a mess. He's dizzy with crying. His head hurts. He feels wiped clean inside, like someone's taken a cloth and polished the tarnish off him. Like the lingering darkness from his nightmares is something that can be taken off with enough elbow grease. He feels good. I love you, Xueyang hears his mouth say, and he doesn't even feel stupid about it. Xiaoxing Chen kisses the corner of his mouth. Song Lan kisses under his ear. They don't say it back. They've been saying it all along. The end.
I get to watch you grow up now and make me proud, make all of those mistakes that made me laugh. Oh, darling Lord, how you made me laugh. Get drunk for me, sing louder than you've sung for me. Grow young each time that thunder in your lungs begins to rumble up the world. Cause you were always strong. When you were young, you'd kick things just to see if they would fall. They said that girl, she's wrong. But I'll stick up for you, even though you haven't got a clue. You haven't got a fucking clue. And I'm so proud of you. And when they laugh at us, you'll feel my fingers down your back. And when you scream, I'm not alright, and throw my picture at the wall, you were supposed to be my light and keep me safe against them all. How could you leave me here? You'll scream.
The music used in this podfic is Welly Boots by The Amazing Devil. If you enjoyed this podfic and you'd like to leave a comment for either myself or for the author, feel free to do so. If you'd like to leave a comment for me, you can do that on the podfic post, which is probably wherever you found this podfic in the first place. And if you'd like to leave a comment for the author, you can do so on the text post, which you can find from a link in the podfic post. Thanks for listening. Reader's notes. It is currently the middle of September, and I am frantically trying to record all of my Kinktober 2025 podfics after basically not having recorded very much podfic at all this year. And yeah, I just recorded this entire series in one night after work. So yeah, I guess I'm back in it, which is good. But yeah, that was a lot. So if you noticed... If you listen to all four of these in sequence and you notice my voice getting raspier and raspier and raspier, that's why. But yeah, they're really good, these fics. I haven't read them in a very, very long time, since I was back in the heights of Modao Zushi fandom. But they were perfect for this, for the Kinktober challenge that I made for myself, kind of stupidly. And I was really, it was really amazing. So I've been recording quite a number of fics recently, and they've been going well. You know, like recording is going fine. And then I started recording the first one of this series, the All Very Lovely. And Xueyang's voice and just the writing, Pip's writing style just flowed. And it was like the smoothest recording experience I have had all fall. It was just amazing. Everything just flowed out, which made it possible to record 21K in the space of like 3 hours. Oh gosh. Yeah. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for listening.